If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulitufupi on kaya959.
So, Chris Brown concerts may not legitimately be sold out, but the Kasi SME Summit hosted by Kaya Biz, that one truly is. And she brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, how's it going?
Keeping well, thank you.
Do you want to tell us about the summit maybe first, or should we go straight to how much the Lebombo border closure is costing us?
Let's start with the summit, because that's where the excitement is really building up at the moment in the venue, and it's building up in terms of the hive of activity as many delegates make their way across. But for those who won't be able to make it because the venue is essentially sold out, we will be providing a lot more content on social media. And this is really an extension of a feature that we have on Kaya Biz called Ekasinomics, speaking to entrepreneurs who might be based in the township. But our key focus for this year is really making sure that they expand their access to markets, talking about international trade, export opportunities that might exist, as well as key partnerships with the larger organizations. So a lot of excitement. We'll be broadcasting live from here as well tonight. So I guess I would say come one, come all. But yeah, we've got some restrictions on the venue.
Sold out, sold out. Should have bought your tickets early.
Yep.
Okay. So if, for example, somebody's worried about what's happening between South Africa and Mozambique, the border's been closed, there's been unrest in Mozambique, but that also comes at a cost for us South Africans, I suppose both countries.
Yeah, definitely a significant cost. And also for South Africa in particular, Cesar, you'd be well aware that our market really provides a lot of support in terms of trade, of commodities, of goods as well to our neighboring countries. And Mozambique is one of our key economic partners. The closure of the Lebombo border, as has been reported by Kaya News, is of significant consequence, especially when it comes to the economic impact. So far, we have received insight from the Road Freight Association, who are actually calling on South African authorities to step in and actually assist with the lack of movement and trade that we see. They say that it's costing the South African economy an estimated 10 million rand per day, just in terms of the limitations of stock that is delayed in moving through the Lebombo border, and in particular making its way either into Mozambique as a key market or to its port, where there has also been an alternative spot for us to manage to get our goods outside of South Africa, but also outside of the continent. So we have yet to see how this does develop, but certainly not welcome on the back of the fact that Transnet Freight Rail has been trying to fix up its operational issues, but recently, logistical challenges at the border and OR Tambo are certainly not making things easy.
It reminds you of the time where the Suez Canal was blocked about 2.5 years ago. Billions of dollars lost.
Now, I recall that story.
Yeah. In South Africa, consumers are going to see a new sports retailer come about, JD Sports. Tell us about them.
JD Sports might be familiar to those who travel quite often. It actually operates at least in 36 countries worldwide. So think the likes of Australia, Singapore, Germany, France, and of course the USA, just to name a few. Now, they've certainly found a sweet spot on the back of some company failures that have taken place in South Africa. You might recall that the likes of Cross Trainer, as well as a Drip Footwear, unfortunately have found themselves going through a liquidation process, and essentially their business is closing down. This is where JD Sport has decided to partner with the Fashini Group, and they essentially have already opened up a new shopping center, I beg your pardon, a new store at a shopping center in Canal Walk, as well as another one that they're opening up in Eastgate. So the ethos and I guess the base of this business is really that it speaks to athleisure and athletic wear. So really expanding and its opportunities in the South African market and providing South African consumers with an alternative to what has existed in the past, but also an alternative to online stores that have also grown in terms of their prominence.
And what are the markets looking like?
Markets yesterday were slightly subdued. We're hoping to see an uptick in activity, but there's a strong focus on the US CPI numbers that will be released later today. All share index, though, will open up from 87,271 points today. Currency-wise, we're still sitting steady against the US dollar. 17.82 is where we're trading to the greenback, 22.74 against the pound, and now at 18.74 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulitufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.